That's Layla. It must be time for that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, the mighty 101.5 FM. I'm one of your co-hosts, and my name is Jim Samaria.
And I'm your other co-host, Mark Plotnick. Each week, Jim and I bring you songs, insights, and interviews covering rock music and more from the 1950s through the 1980s or wherever the music takes us.
Mark and I are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, and it features my photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day with words by my guy, Mr. Mark Plotnick.
Oh, Jim, thank you. And by the way, Mary Wells recorded the hit song My Guy back in 1964, and you are my guy too, but in a brotherly way.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Hey, Mark, one of the sad things about classic rock era music is that the artists we love seem to be leaving on a semi-regular basis. On today's show, we are going to honor those who passed away during the first half of 2022 by playing their music. They may be gone, Mark, but their music will live on.
Yeah, well, it's just not possible to play the music from all the artists we've lost halfway through 2022, so we had to make some pretty tough choices. And this year we lost, for example, 60s pop singer Bobby Rydell, multi-instrumentalist Ian McDonald of King Crimson and Foreigner, and Ronnie Hawkins, the rockabilly singer who gave the band their start.
Also, Joe Messina, who was the guitarist with the Motown house band The Funk Brothers, Don Wilson, who was a co-founding rhythm guitarist of the instrumental group The Ventures. Remember their big hit, Walk, Don't Run?
Of course.
That was a great song. And country superstar Naomi Judd.
And we also lost five amazing drummers. Chicago fixture Sam Lay, who played with the Paul Butterfield's Blues Band and with Muddy Waters as well. And Willie Leacox of America. Sandy Nelson, who had a drum instrumental hit in 1959 with Teen Beat. And, of course, Calvin Simon of Parliament Funkadelic. And then, last but not least, Taylor Hawkins from the Foo Fighters.
Well, Mark, let's get to those artists who we are honoring today, okay?
Okay. Well, Jim, do us the honor. Get us started.
Okay, Mark, the first person we were featuring is our friend Jimmy Sons of the Shadows of Night. I photographed him so many times in concert and you know, he just gave it his all in every show he did, as he did in life. He actually had a wonderful life. He was quite the showman, don't you think?
Yes. Oh, man. And his interview with us last October was just so much fun. He was an amazing storyteller, at least the ones he could say on the air.
Yeah, that was a fun day.
Yeah.
And his musical resume was very impressive, too. He knew everybody, and he played alongside so many stars in the 60s and 70s. I urge everyone to visit our archives and listen again to our interview with Jimmy.
Okay, so here's a quick rundown of Jimmy and the Shadows. The band formed in 1964 with all members attending Prospect High School. They played their version of Chicago blues based on the style of the British Invasion bands, and you could say they were America's answer to the Yardbirds.
Yeah, I would say so. And Jimmy and the band developed their chops by being the house band at the Cellar in Arlington Heights. Of course, their big hit was a version of Van Morrison's Gloria, and that gave Jimmy and the band international exposure. But the flip side of Gloria was a very cool song that we're going to play today. It's called The Dark Side. It was written by Jimmy and his bandmate, Warren Rogers.
And it was used in the 2019 movie Ford vs. Ferrari.
That's right. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, great movie.
So to honor Jimmy, let's play Dark Side and dedicate the song to his longtime partner, Kathy, and his good friend, Eddie.
I thought that you loved me. I see I was wrong. 'Cause you've broken my heart now. Didn't take you too long. Our love's on the dark side. Now I know you lied. Give me all my sweet love, but you weren't satisfied. Ever since you've been gone, well, I love you, honey, more than birds love the sky. Without your sweet loving, all the baby, just cry. I say I'm crying for you, child. Cause you know you're driving me mad. Cause you're the best little woman, girl, that this man has ever had. I gotta have you, honey. Please say that you'll be mine. Cause I love you forever, girl, to the end of time.
That was Jimmy Sons. We missed you, Jimmy.
Yep. Well, we also lost another local guy by the name of Cliff Johnson, who was with Off-Broadway and the Thumbs. He was an original member of Pez Band. Of course, Jim, you know them. And later, The Rain. By the way, Jim, he grew up in Oak Park just like you did. So my question is, did you know him back then?
No, he was a year older than me at Oak Park River Forest High School, but I didn't know him. Mm. I knew of him. You know, everyone did, because he was one of the cool guys. But he was in Pez Band with Mick Rain and Mike Gorman, who I did know.
Were you one of the cool guys?
I was, like, in between.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't the cool, and I wasn't one of the not cool. I was somewhere in between.
All right, you had one foot in, one foot out.
That's right.
All right. Well, Mike Gorman was also on our show not too long ago. Cliff had some personal demons early in his life, but fortunately he overcame them. And later in life, he was back entertaining the crowds with his awesome talent. He will surely be missed.
So from Off-Broadway's 1979 album, On, we're going to play Stay in Time. This time, I dedicate the song to Mike Gorman and Mike Ruane, who was, that was the name I knew him when he was a youngster, but he changed it to Mick Rain for the band.
Yeah.
So here is, once again, Stay in Time.
A great song. Great song. Jim, that's a song I can listen to over and over again and never get tired of. It's just a great song.
Yes, it is.
Well, Jim Schwall of the Siegel Schwall Band was born in Evanston, very close to where I grew up and was born. And he grew up in Wilmette and attended New Truro High School. Not too shabby. Wow. In the early 1960s, he met Corky Siegel while both were at Roosevelt University in their jazz band, and they both discovered they had a love for the blues, and the rest is history.
And it didn't take long before they got to share a stage in Chicago with their musical heroes like Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, and Willie Dixon. Later, they played with Buddy Guy, Junior Wells, and Little Walter, who's a great, great blues man. I think he should get some more notoriety. Boy, talk about a mentorship,
yeah.
Huh?
Not wow. too bad. Yeah, you know, the guys you just mentioned didn't just let anyone share the stage with them in those early days. Once they got it going, Siegel Schwall opened for Janis Joplin and the Jefferson Airplane at the Fillmore West. They were the local boys made good.
Yeah. Did you know that Jim Schwall was also an accomplished photographer?
No.
Yep.
No.
And he earned a doctorate in musical composition from the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Wow.
And then he taught there, too. He also was a DJ in Davenport, Iowa. He was a man for all seasons.
Yeah, but blues was where his heart was. So here is Siegel Schwall. I'm having a hard time pronouncing that. Here is Siegel Schwall performing You Don't Love Me Like That from their 1972 album Sleepy Hollow.
You know the sun's gonna shine at my back door someday. Chilly wind's gonna come and blow my blues away. Well, you don't love me like that. No, you don't love me like that. No, you don't. You don't love me like that, honey, but that's all right with me. All my friends come home to meatloaf and steaks on a grill. You can't cook my meatloaf, I'll find someone who will. You don't love me like that. I said you don't love me like that. No, you don't love me like that.
Well, you know, Jim, I don't want our listeners calling in and tell us we don't know anything, so I'm going to correct myself here. You Don't Love Me Like That, which we were just hearing, that was actually off the Siegel Schwall Reunion concert album. The song that we intended to play was actually off the 1972 album Sleepy Hollow, which is a studio album.
Way to go, Mark.
Yeah. Well, with that said, we hope you are enjoying that classic rock show on WHRULP Huntley Community Radio. Where, Jim?
We play the greatest music of all time.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, next up is Jim Seals, who was half of the duo Seals and Crofts. They were known for their melodies and great harmonizing, along with spiritual lyrics. Hits like Summer Breeze, We May Never Pass This Way Again, and Hummingbird could lift anyone's spirit.
Yep. Texas-born Seals could play guitar, sax, and fiddle. His playing followed his roots in bluegrass, country, and jazz, and his father was an accomplished guitar player who noticed that his youthful son was interested in music and bought him his first fiddle. Or would it be violin? Oh, fiddle. Ordered out of a Sears catalog.
A Sears catalog. Where else would you buy something back in the
exactly.
day? Exactly. That's trivia. I don't know if that would ever be on Jeopardy or not. Where did he buy his first fiddle?
I think you should go on and test it out.
Yeah, we'll see. Here's another one for you. Both Seals and Crofts joined a group in 1959 that had no resemblance to the style of music they are known for. I'll give you a hint. This band had a big hit with an instrumental in 1958.
I was 8 years old. I have no idea.
No idea. Well, the group was called The Champs, and they had a big hit with Tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
That's
right.
Okay.
And Jim Seals also toured as a musician with Eddie Cochran, who did Summertime Blues. What else? And he and Crofts were also in a band with Glenn Campbell called the GCs. Yeah.
Wow, I'm impressed. Okay, I have a trivia question for you. What group was Jim Seals' brother in?
Easter Seals, Navy Seals. I don't know. What?
Stop, please. His brother Danny was in the duo England Dan and John Ford Coley, and they had the 1976 hit, I'd Really Like to See You Tonight.
Okay, I remember that song.
All right. Anyways, we should be talking about Jim Seals. He was a gifted songwriter, and he co-wrote the 1973 hit Diamond Girl with Dash Crofts. So from the album of the same name, here is Diamond Girl, and boy, does this song bring you back to the early 70s. All right, Jim. Well, up next, another person we lost had quite a musical resume. We're talking about drummer Alan White. He is well known, or actually best known, for playing percussion with the band Yes. But listen to what else he played on. He was a member of the Plastic Ono Band that performed at the 1969 Live Peace Concert in Toronto. Of course, Eric Clapton was part of that band along with John Lennon. Of course, it was John Lennon's band and Klaus Voormann.
Mark, let me ask you a trivia question really quick about Klaus Voormann.
Yeah.
What else was he known for?
He was German.
He's German. He drew the Revolver cover.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Right. Very good.
Thank you.
And, of course, it's Alan White's drumming you hear on the Plastic Ono Band song Instant Karma. In fact, he was the drummer on most of the John Lennon Imagine album, and most notably the song Imagine. He also played on George Harrison's All Things Must Pass album, most notably on the song I'd Have You Anytime, and there's more. He played with Ginger Baker, with Baker's band Air Force. He played with Joe Cocker, and he even played with The Ventures. But, of course, he's mostly known for being the longtime drummer with Yes.
I'm just curious, on Ginger Baker's Air Force, who played drums? Right?
I actually saw a YouTube video of that, and they were both amazing. Just yeah. The two of them together, yeah.
Did they play dual drums?
They played dual drums.
Like the Allman Brothers?
Yeah,
did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I didn't know that. Baker did that. I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And then in 1972, he took over the Yes drum kit from Bill Bruford, who was also an excellent drummer. Alan White appeared on 17 studio albums and a total of 43 overall.
Wow.
With Yes. So apparently they had a lot of live albums. And next to Chris Squire, the bass player, he had the longest tenure with the band. One song he really shines on is Owner of a Lonely Heart from their 1983 album 90125.
Their biggest hit.
Their biggest hit. So take it away, Mr. Eggers.
You are the spencer.
I say something?
You may.
This song was talking to me.
Was it?
Yeah.
You are
a lonely heart.
Yes, you do. And that was the great John Anderson on vocals from Yes, doing Owner of a Lonely Heart. Please stay tuned for part two of the Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM, where we play the most memorable and enduring music of all time.